Hey, this is Zara with a Turkish folk tale, The Kettle Who Gave Birth, written by Nasreddin Hoca. Nasreddin Hoca admired his neighbor's kettle a lot. It was big and beautiful, painted and glazed in many lovely colors. He wanted that kettle for himself. Being a witty and intelligent man, he decided to play a trick by which he would get the kettle for his own. He went to his neighbor and said, "My dear neighbor, I need to borrow your kettle. My own has developed a leak and I have relatives visiting me shortly." The neighbor did not like Hoca, but he was a pious man and gave his kettle anyway. Hoca took the kettle and promised to return it the next day. Many days passed and there was no sign of kettle. At the length, the neighbor went to Hoca's house and called, "Neighbor, I have been waiting for so many days. Why did you not bring my kettle back?" Hoca replied, "Oh my friend, you come at a wonderful time. Your kettle was actually in a delicate condition and she gave birth to a little kettle. I was only waiting for the small kettle to be strong enough so I could bring the mother and child kettle to you." So saying, Hoca handed over the neighbor's kettle along with the smaller one back to him. The neighbor was amazed and overjoyed. He took his kettle and the other little one, wondering at the miracle. Could a kettle have really given birth? After a few days, Nasreddin Hoca again went and asked again to borrow the kettle. This time, the neighbor was pleased to lend it and readily agreed. Again, he waited for a few days and finally went to Hoca and asked, "Neighbor, I have been waiting for many days. Why don't you bring me back my kettle?" "Oh, my friend, how I wish I had better news," replied Hoca, wringing his hand. "That kettle was old and sick and she died. I looked for you so we couldn't bury her together, but you weren't around. Her corpus was starting to rot, so finally I found some other people and we buried her together." The neighbor was so angry and took the matter before the judge. This judge called Nasreddin Hoca and asked, "Why did you take this man's kettle for your own?" Hoca answered, "The kettle was old and sick and she died. I looked for my neighbor to help bury her, but he wasn't around. I found some other people to help and we buried her." "What is this?" exclaimed the judge. "Is it possible for a kettle to die?" "Oh yes. If a kettle can give birth to a baby, it can also die. Whatever is born eventually dies." The judge was baffled and he asked for the complete story. Hoca narrated all the incident that led the kettle's disappearance. The neighbor looked at the ground ashamed. The judge laughed and understood that Hoca was a very screwed man and decided that Hoca should be given the kettle. Goodbye. We'll see you soon with other interesting stories. Stay tuned with the history and the mystery.